corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I have broken down for the last hour the fact that Ron Paul says his supporters be polite and go give your delegates to Mitt Romney. After just keeping them the momentum and the donations and everything going, now merge with Mitt Romney. And Rand coming out in a coordinated fashion endorsing Mitt Romney. They need to explain themselves on this front. This is what I saw in their political strategy, but not what they put out to their supporters. And it's the political way this was done, and the way the supporters were used as pure capital that is the reason I'm being somewhat negative. I still respect their voting records, respect both men, support them over the gun-grabbing New World Order people that are in office they're fighting. But we need clear messages. You see, the message of liberty is starting to really have an effect and hit pay dirt. We're starting to really win. And we don't need to see, you know, Anakin Skywalker go over to Emperor Palpatine here. I mean, we really don't need to see this right now. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go to John in Wyoming. You're on the air, John. What do you think of this?
Yeah, Alex, when I lived in Southeast Texas, now I've known Ron Paul personally for 38 years, and I have the same gut feeling that you do about this thing. This whole thing stinks of a sellout. Now, let me tell you two things that have happened in his campaign that seem like deliberate sabotage. First of all, I still have a lot of friends and relatives living in the Houston area, although I'm way up here in Sheridan, Wyoming. And all of my friends and relatives were saying that why the heck did Ron not tour through Houston and Harris County when he was campaigning for the
Texas
primary?
No. You notice even before Texas and other key states, he said, we're no longer going for delegates. We're no longer going in these states. And I'm like, you could have won Texas. I saw that and I said, oh, no, don't give over. Don't kneel to the dark side. And then now this, I mean, how many more? I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. Well, that's another key point right there. I'm writing that down. You're right. Did not campaign hard in Texas.
Yeah, there's another key point is I noticed that he was not speaking at the NRA convention in St. Louis. And then at first I thought, well, the NRA didn't invite him. But when I called them, they said, John, we invited all of the Republican candidates, but for some reason, Ron did not accept. And I called Ron's campaign headquarters in Virginia, and I said, what's going on here? And they gave me a bunch of weaselly remarks as to why Ron didn't speak. I said, I would have personally driven, because I've been a life member of the NRA since 78. I said, I would have personally driven from Sheridan, Wyoming, to St. Louis to introduce Ron.
No, that would have been an absolute key to speak at that. I mean, so many Republican candidates do. It was insane. Listen, I mean, I'll tell you, the last few months when our listeners call up supporting and even trying to give money, they'll get little snide remarks about me if my name's brought up. That never happened before. I mean, I wonder who is in that campaign now. I mean, is it Bill Clinton running it or something?
Well, the whole point is Ron was the only real pro-gun candidate who would have been embraced by the NRA membership and gun owners all over the country, and yet he blew that golden opportunity. He didn't show up, and he let
those hands instead, it was all about campaign for liberty and the idea of liberty on campuses, which I know is effective and good, but listen, he stopped doing a lot of big syndicated shows that were his bread and butter about 4 months ago. I tell you, before I was just kind of, hey, it doesn't matter. He's not going to win now. Let folks be delusional about the delegate thing. I knew we had to cross this bridge, and I thought, please don't do what my gut tells me is about to happen. And I tell you, like you said, my gut, this is maybe it's threats. You know, they called up in the early 90s. They called up Ross Perot and said, we're going to kill your daughter and your family. And he was going to win. Imagine Ron Paul should have run third party to inject real ideas. He'd have gotten $50 million. That would have built a new third rail in this country, but it didn't happen. What's your final analysis? What's your gut tell you on this one, John?
I think, Alex, we're being sold out, and why, I don't know, and I don't know if we'll ever know, but something is happening to sell us out.
Yeah, it's probably the VP slot. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, as all of our listeners know, I absolutely love Ron Paul and his incredible voting record, his philosophy of constitutional limited government, his incredibly positive voting record that is perfect. Rand Paul, who I encourage to run, my listeners were the first to give him money, the first to staff his original staff. I know he's a good man. And I understand why, if you have Romney approach him and talk about a cabinet slot for Ron Paul or VP for Rand, and I know that's being debated and up in the air and they're having private meetings, I understand how they could say to themselves, well, let's take over the Republican Party or part of it with the giant liberty movement. But that's not what happens in politics. Mitt Romney is bought and paid for. His voting record, his fruits, abortion, open borders, gun control, carbon taxes, wrote Obamacare. It's really O'Rumneycare or Rombumacare. I don't know how you combine their two names. O'Rumneycare. That's not really going to happen. You know, the question is, can you push Romney to be good? I can't stand Barack Obama. I wish Mitt Romney was for real. But here's the deal. I can't go down with the sinking Campaign for Liberty ship. I can't do it. I mean, if it's just going to be taken over by a bunch of slightly libertarian Republicans, when our country is having its entire Bill of Rights and Constitution overthrown, a technocracy is coming in, I cannot and I will not go down with that sinking ship. And let me tell you, we're on over 100 stations, XM 166, You just joined us. I'm Alex Jones, Syndicated Radio. We're live. It is Friday, the 8th day of June, 2012. I cannot go down with my family with the Romney ship. Now, I'm not in overdrive attacking Romney. You notice it's Obama saying he's going to sign executive orders to put us under UN control with law of the sea. It's Obama going into hyperwarp with checkpoints and police state and TSA. If Romney got in and suddenly shut down the TSA or got rid of the body scanners and did cut taxes and shut down some bases, I'd go, wow, well, the elite has figured out we're going to collapse if they don't back off. Well, Romney's kind of like Reagan, but again, I reserve judgment on that until I see something different. I don't just, I oppose Obama because I thought you didn't like Bush. Why don't you like Obama? Because he's bought and paid for by the same people. Look at his advisors. Look who's giving him money. I knew what he was going to do. Not because I'm smart, but because I'm not an idiot. I'm not an idiot. I'm not a moron. I mean, is that hard to figure out? How many times? We have an illustration hanging on the wall. In fact, Aaron just Twittered it out. He took a photo of it. Guys, will you go to The Real Alex Jones? I asked him to tweet it during the last break. And it shows a pyramid that's the New World Order with a red leg and a blue leg. The blue leg's the Democrats, the red leg's the Republicans. And each election, one of the legs steps forward and crushes the constituents. That's an analogy I talked about for over a decade. Folks have picked that up and put it into an illustration. We wanted to create a new leg or two new legs of libertarian constitutionalism to take America back. Now, there it is. We can blow that up. Actually, just click on the photo. Thank you. That's hanging on our wall here in the office. Left, right, left, right. Next time I'll vote Democrat, the Republican says, as they're being stepped on. Next time I'll vote Republican, the Democrat says, as they're being stepped on. And so it goes on forever while the mainstream corporatist media belches out its propaganda. It's called The March of Tyranny by Ben Garrison. And there you have it, up at The Real Alex Jones on Twitter. So I'm going to try to shut up and go back to your calls, but, these emails are pouring in. Has Romney turned against the New World Order? Question mark. Are Easter bunnies real? I don't know. Is Santa Claus real? Last time I checked, no. What if the Mormons, Amish, etc. have turned against the New World Order and are secretly trying to defeat them? Why did most of the Mormons I've seen are supporting Ron Paul? Why did Clinton come out to be anti-Romney? Because the Clintons, through blackmail, run Obama. Why is LaRouche seeming to be pro-Romney and anti-Obama? Because they see it as a signal, if we get rid of Obama, to the world that things are changing. Only if it's an impeachment, though. The devil has so many devious scams up his sleeve. I'm sure it's all planned by God regardless. If they come out, maybe they'll blow their cover, but they need to unite and say, Romney, Ron Paul, Rand are here to double-cross the New World Order. That sounds like delusion. Here's another one from Ernie. I think they probably have been threatened. Think so? We get threatened on a daily basis. Yes, undoubtedly. Ron Paul entered a very dangerous realm where he really was winning the early primaries. Then when they stole it from him, people thought, well, he's not really going to win. Momentum did shift to Romney, but again, there's no hype behind him because they know that conservatives are like, this guy has a bad record. I mean, do you need me to play the clips of him endorsing abortion? I've always supported abortion or gun control or any of it. I mean, look, I just want a future. I'm not just here to oppose people. So many people we had on as guests endorsed Obama. And I would still have them on as guests, people like Mike Rivero, because I understood that they really wanted to believe that things were going to get better, like children. And then, of course, I forgave folks when I was proven right again that Obama sold everybody out. But I understood why people wanted to believe that Obama was a good guy. But I'm like, I'm sorry, it's not the case. The way they announced this, the way Ron Paul said in his own press release, you need to be respectful, Ron Paul supporters, who've been beat up and everything else, when they're the majority, when they've really won, when they're the delegates, and the Republican leadership says, no, we're taking the delegates and changes the rules, and people say no, 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 and the police beat them up. The answer is you go and you sit there as our good little block and you support Romney. And is it better to get Romney in than Obama? Or is it better because we know Obama's bad, he's been discredited, to keep him in? and just so we can impeach him, and so we can fully, with more libertarian types, take control of the House and Senate. Because you know what happens when Republicans get the House, Senate, and the executive. Can you imagine? They love the drones. They love the NDAA. They love handing control over to the UN. Another thing, Ron Paul hardly talked about Congressman Walter Jones's bill to impeach. That should have been his number one issue. We'd try to get those questions into Paul at press conferences, and they'd say, nope, no more questions. I mean, it's like, come on, use the bully pulpit you've got. Ron Paul should be out there campaigning right now for impeachment, right now to fight the New World Order. And again, I've held my tongue, and I reserve judgment, but our listeners are hopping mad, and you did this to yourself. All the little campaign people that work for Ron and Rand who think they're going to get all the big jobs in the White House now, their average age is about 25, and they're mainline Republicans. They're mainline Republicans. And, again, we can't have Lou Rockwell go down with the ship. I'm not going down with the ship. Not going down with the ship. Let me just give you a little newsflash. I'm not going down with the ship. And right now, you just blew holes in the bottom. You better do a press conference and patch those holes right now and explain to us why you played everybody along that you were going to get the delegates and some miracle was going to happen when we all knew it wasn't. Because it kept the donations going. It kept building the power block to get the princeling in. We don't want a princeling. We want Ron Paul. We want Rand Paul to act like Ron Paul. And he has a good voting record. He's done good things. Don't screw it up. Okay, I'm ranting. I'm ranting here, ladies and gentlemen. It's the whole way this has been handled. I don't like it. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're listening on WWCR Global Shortwave. What's your take on all this? Am I wrong? Should I get behind Mitt Romney? Should I get behind Bain Capital? Should I get behind the New World Order?
You're 100% right, Alex. I had some quick points I wanted to make, but now I've got to talk on some of the points you've just made. You used the word forceful. There's always been a problem with Ron Paul and even the kid Rand. When I watched on television Rand Paul accept his nomination in Kentucky, he talked about constitutional principles and this, and he walked around this quote by Jefferson, and I kept saying, why doesn't he just say this quote? And this is where constitutionalists, and I've been in this movement since 83 in the West, get hung up all the time. Let no more be heard of confidence in men, but bind him down for mischief by the change of the Constitution. This is 1980 in the inverse, where you had a candidate like Ron Paul talking about the gold standard, talking about constitutional principles, and he was subverted sabotaged in Detroit by the establishment, and he actually picked somebody who was part of the Council on Foreign Relations.
That's right. Ronald Reagan, on record, was anti-New World Order, gave speeches, said George Herbert Walker was trilateral, was a globalist, and they came to him, and this is on record, and said, this came out in the news, you will not get it unless you put George Herbert Walker on. And then they shot Reagan to get him under control. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. And we've talked before. I was one of the people, I was 19 years old, and I saw this with my own eyes. And when you see things in life, like Bob Chapman, who I had the pleasure of talking to once, and you see how strong the establishment is, you never forget it. A couple other things. I talked with Sheriff Mack about 5 weeks ago. Perhaps you should have him on the program because he was telling me some negative things that were going on within the campaign in Southeast Texas. You hit Ron Paul's campaign.
Well, let me go further. He's got Ted Cruz in there who actually voted for tax increases. I was looking at his voting record, and they're calling him great at Ron Paul rallies. His wife, CFR. I'm going to shut up right now. I just have been holding my tongue, hoping, and it's just like, now I've got to go through everything and really do a real analysis because I cannot ever bow to anything but liberty. I will not be part of this. I just have to say it. Go ahead.
Let me make two other points, and I'll end this because I could go on and on with you. I agree with you 100%. You know, you said a thing about the Mormons. The Mormons in the West, now I used to be Catholic, and I no longer am. I'm a Christian, but there's a term Catholic and a non-practicing Catholic. In the West here, and you probably know, you're a Mormon or a Jack Mormon. Romney is way out there being a Jack Mormon. The real Mormons, this Romney is not in the mold of a Cleon Skousen, a Joel Skousen. You and I agree on that. And, you know, it's going to come down to a fight. That's what ultimately is coming down to.
Well said. More calls straight ahead.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low-price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hurry through your calls now. But look, before I even got on air, an hour and a half ago, the Washington Examiner had already put out an article, Ron Paul fans attack Rand for endorsing Romney. So they're already going to go, oh, mainline Republicans, oh, see, Rand and Ron are good. The evil Alex Jones people. My fans, see now, you're not a human. When you go out and complain on the web and have a view as a Ron Paul supporter that gave money and were involved, you're trash. The system just wants us to tear each other apart. Look, Ron and Rand have done overall a great job fighting the globalists. It's just sad to see stuff like this happening. And it says, Ron Paul fans attack Rand for endorsing Romney. fans of the Ron Paul Revolution were not happy with his son ran after an endorsement last night on Sean Hannity's show. Paul explained that although his first choice was always his father, he insisted that he had a lot in common with Romney, who signaled to him that he was serious about a number of government reforms. But the backlash on Senator Paul's Facebook page was fierce as the vocal supporters of Ron Paul Revolution took to the comment section to denounce his son. As of this morning, 2,000 comments were posted, a majority of them negative. Supporters blasted Rand Paul for selling out the legacy of his father, the Republican establishment. A few fans approved of Rand's discussion. And again, the Google search had my name in it. I don't see where that is here. Let me control F this. They may have taken it out. No, there it is. It goes on. I wish these nut jobs would just unsubscribe on the page. Go listen to Alex Jones and eat paint chips. I will not support Mitt, but I am not going to blast Rand. So they go on and use comments in there to try to make me sound bad. So there you go. I'm the bad guy, as usual, in these comments from the Republican establishment type publication who just wants to get us all fighting with each other. So that's going to be the word from them. You just need to roll over, do whatever you're told, and be respectful at the thing and support Mitt Romney. So there you have it. I mean, that could have been done a little bit better. Like, I think overall, you know, he's not perfect, but we should support Mitt Romney because he at least is better than Obama. No, it's like, you be respectful. And so, okay, I'm respectful. I'll support Mitt Romney. Yes, sir. And I'll go eat some paint chips now because, man, I tell you. And it just goes on and on. The Daily Beast is reporting on it. A whole bunch of them are, there you go. The wedges are going in from the controlled left and controlled right now. And you either support Mitt Romney or you're a bad American. Get that through your head. Now, again, here we are, Ron Paul, who put out ads saying Mitt Romney was bad and all this. His son is out there endorsing him because why, both their dads ran for president. And again, I like Rand. I'm not his enemy. I mean, even if he starts playing politics, he's got a better voting record than the other senators. I don't spend my time going after DeMint. He's not perfect, but he's got a good voting record on a lot of issues. My point is that this is the pureness of Ron Paul we're talking about here, and people aren't going to like it. So they're going to try to find somebody they find polarizing. That's clear. Alex Jones and say, oh, see, without me even going after him, before this even happened. Well, first it was Alex Jones fans. That was the original headline. Look, I found it right here. I put Alex Jones, Rand Paul in, Ron Paul, and click news. And I just hit refresh, and it went from Alex Jones. Fans attack. They decide, no, that's even better. Drive the wedge. Make it Ron Paul. They just changed that by the time I hit refresh. Amazing. They said, no. Don't make it about Alex Jones. Make it a wedge in the family. See, they want to hurt this liberty movement. But look, Ron Paul's done a great job. Overall, libertarian constitutional movement. It's just, this is a bad move. They've really walked directly into the trap. And I bet Mitt Romney doesn't even give them what they promised. I bet they discharge him. But by then, they'll be politically destroyed. You've got to think Ron Paul and Rand Paul are more sophisticated than this. And I see a lot of uncoordination. I've been told by the older members of the campaign, the senior people, but they're not running things on the ground, that, hey, it's 25-year-olds. They don't know what they're doing. Every one of them has told me this off record. And I'm like, well, that's grassroots. But this isn't just stepping in it. This is jumping into it and rolling in it after you know what you're rolling in. I'm going to go to break. Long segment coming up. I'm going to control myself. I just saw this go from Alex Jones fans attack Rand Paul for endorsing Romney. That was the Washington Examiner headline. And then it changed by the time I went back and hit refresh to Ron Paul fans attack Rand for endorsing Romney. Did you guys have a screenshot of that before they changed it? So you did? So you did see what I saw where it said Alex Jones fans? You didn't read it? You're not sure? We'll have to find out later because you went to it after I'd already clicked on the article. Amazing. Well, we'll see if you were able to catch that. I saw that. Wow. Well, good. At least I'm not going to get the blame for all this. Ron Paul, he did it. He's bad. His evil supporters got in the way of the little darling Rand. This is a terrible thing. Give that baby some more porridge. I mean, that's how they're going to try to spin this. Rand Paul ran a maverick campaign, didn't flinch. They pulled out every dirty trick. The same Republican establishment he's trying to get in bed with right now. Your call's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Yes, my friends, it is the final countdown to election 2012. Mitt Romney is being crowned the nominee before the convention. Ron Paul has said be respectful of the event in Tampa. And so I say I agree. Kneel to Romney. And the new spin is going to be, you're a bad conspiracy theorist, someone that doesn't trust known liars, if you don't fully do what you're told. And all the people that are part of the Ron Paul infrastructure and Rand Paul infrastructure are undoubtedly being told, you get with the program, those that are against this are ex cathedra, they are excommunicated, they are bad. Well, listen, we built Ron Paul, we made Rand Paul, and liberty will continue and go on. And I'm not saying that they're bad people. They've done a lot of good work. But I have seen an attempt by the Campaign for Liberty and others to bring in mainline Republican candidates and just kind of give them the name of, you know, the certification of Ron Paul certified, like Mr. Cruz, Ted Cruz, Mr. CFR here in Texas, who's been for tax increases and supporting property taxes and all of it. When I heard all this, I didn't believe it. I went and looked it up, and I was like, wow, well, maybe they're just not researching. Well, maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But now the endorsing of Romney When, through the campaign, people were told, get more delegates, we're going to contest it, we've got a secret plan. And I was like, that's not going to work. And then to watch all this happen, and you know, to see the announcement, oh, we're not going to campaign in these states, but we'll still try to get delegates. But that's not conceding. And, we're still moving forward. It was a strategy to keep the donations coming in, all of that, while cozying up to Romney. Whereas it should have been Paul and Rand charging in there, contesting and all, to really get concessions. But again, we're not sure about all this yet. My listeners, you've been hearing their calls, are unanimous. 95% or more feel betrayed. Folks, let's not let the globalists play this into a big deal and all have a big fracture and turn it into a big rout. We've exposed the Federal Reserve, the New World Order. We're moving forward. We can use the Campaign for Liberty system to wake people up, at least the remnants of it. Rand Paul still got a great voting record compared to the other ones. But this does take the sheen off. You know, they've always tried to, that the Pauls were, you know, never selling out. This is a bad move, the way this was done. And we have to tell them that, or they'll keep going down this path. Forget trying to influence Romney, who's bought and paid for forever. How about we try to influence Ron Paul and Rand Paul, bring them back to earth here? We could give their numbers out on air. Give me Rand Paul and Ron Paul's numbers, please. Bring those in. The Senate number. Bring me the Ron Paul campaign number in Virginia. You know what? I'm not going to even do that. I'll wait on that. But, I mean, you know, because we're just those paint chip eaters. You know, we're just those people that put them on the map. We're just the people that brought them to the party. We're not all the young little Republican purebreds, you know, when they're thinking of their dreams of being big shots. In there at the campaign headquarters. We're just those scum Americans that gave our money. Let's go ahead and talk to Bruce in New York. You're on the air, Bruce. Welcome.
God bless you. There's two points I want to make, and one is extremely urgent. I had received a warning about Obama prior to him even being chosen to be president. This warning was given to me through a newsletter dated March 2008. And this person that received this warning, I don't know if you believe in dreams and visions, but he received it through a vision.
Ma'am, we're taking calls. We don't screen calls, but every once in a while I say, we're covering Ron Paul, Rand Paul, election 2012. Okay, did you call in about that?
This is important because it's about Obama, and if he gets back into office, what's going to happen? That's why I'm reading this. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I got you. Obama's going to be the devil if we don't get Romney in. Is that the long and short of it?
No. What the long and short is that Obama is going to outlaw Christianity and bring in the Nation of Islam. And to back that up, there is a speaker, Israeli speaker called Avi Lipkin, who has intelligent information through his wife.
All right, ma'am, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Send me that info. If Obama tried to ban Christianity, which they're trying to do incrementally, banning crosses, telling the Catholic Church you got to, you know, hire people that aren't Catholic, you got to pay for abortions, that would cause a restoration through peaceful revolution overnight. Bring it on. Let's get it worse quicker. Let's wake people up. That's why they want Romney in now, to put everybody back to sleep, just like I said with Obama. They want to change horses. Adrian in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Well, last week I was hoping to call in about delegates, but at this point it seems about pointless. Well, I suppose all I can say is that there's no way Rand will become the VP. There's no way Ron will become any cabinet position. Simply put, if you're going to become part of the elite, they run like a mafia. You're going to have to sell out. You're going to have to go through their initiation. You're going to have to either commit a crime or disclose personal information that can destroy you.
Absolutely. That's what, and maybe blackmail's going on. If not of Ron, who's very pious, but maybe of Rand. I'm not saying that. Who knows? But the point is, Liberty is bigger than just the Paul name, and Paul has always humbly said that. So has Rand. Their voting records are good. This is just, again, their mindset is, what do we do with all this political capital? Might as well try to influence Romney. But the way it's been done, all of it, is not going to sit well with people. You sound pretty upset right now.
Yes, I am, and I agree that it is much bigger than Ron Paul. And that's because we all stand by an idea, and we stand behind an idea, and we stand by Ron Paul and that idea. And I hope that Ron Paul does change his strategy and support our principles here.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is a very dangerous game they're playing of trying to get Rand in there. That's clearly what's going on at some high level, or maybe even Paul. And they're going to be shut up. And it's only, imagine, they get the Ron Paul movement broken up and discredited and then betray them. And I'm predicting that's what's going to come out of this. And I'm sick of it. You know, that's when I went haywire against Deborah Medina when she came out and agreed that it was despicable, you know, 9/11 truthers when she'd said it should be investigated. It's betrayal that I won't put up with. If Ron Paul was only 95% right, when he's about 99% right, in my view, and I didn't totally agree with him, that'd be fine. It's when you make 180-degree changes. And, okay, you were going to be a delegate. Ted Anderson's one of the big, you know, main state delegates from Minnesota. I should get him on the show. When you're a big delegate and you're involved in all this, I mean, was the campaign not implying, like, you guys were going to take over and do something with the delegates, and now you're just being told, go give them to Romney?
I'm not completely sure about Paul yet, but that does sound like what Rand is doing right now.
All right. Well, again, we'll have to get Ron Paul's take on all this, and he better get on it quick. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
You know, I've worked on the campaign since 2007 as a Los Angeles coordinator and recently as his state coordinator. And I can tell you there are, I'm not going to disclose any sort of campaign things, but I can tell you about campaigns in general of how to win and how to lose. One of the things, especially in California, you have to have a start of an early presence. And back in when he announced his presidency, we started organizing on the grassroots level and tried to get some help from the campaign just to get a letter to get the voter registration so we can start calling and making those necessary things to do where we can talk to voters and get votes. We worked very hard here in California getting those delegates that are now seem to be freed up to vote for whoever they want in the convention, but I believe that the people will live by their principles and vote for Ron Paul anyway. Yeah, there's. We were sort of disappointed on the announcement that he wasn't spending money out here instead of just remaining silent a week before our primary. So there are a few things that, you know, you shouldn't be doing if you want to win elections.
Let me ask you this question. What do you make of Ron Paul saying, when you go to Tampa, be respectful?
Well, we're working on our own fight out here in California to take back the Republican Party, but we are respectful, but we're not wimps. In other words, we stand up to them. We tell them the truth. But we're respectful about it. You know, I guess maybe in his word term, respectful doesn't mean, you know, yelling and screaming and
when the Republicans openly take the delegates away and change the rules and have police beat people over the head, how about Ron Paul tell the police not to do that to his supporters?
I think he should have done that and denounce their behavior. One of the things is that I learned in politics, because I ran for my own office and been helping other people run for their campaigns, it's four words: government works by committee. And if we have a majority on that committee who are liberty and freedom people, no matter what the political office is, that's the way the committee will run. And what's happened is a lot of people have quit participating in their local governments. And that's what we see, is that the evil will actually take that place of where good people are not.
You're right. I appreciate your call. Look, here's what needs to be done. The Campaign for Liberty, its most important function is getting people to run locally for office. But they've got to be staunch constitutionalists. And I began quietly researching about a month ago Ted Cruz, just right here in Texas, and others being endorsed by Campaign for Liberty. And a lot of these people they are endorsing are not good. So I'm saying I'm across the board. I've kept my mouth shut. I'm seeing a lot. And again, the guy he's running against is horrible as well, even worse. But I mean, still, it's this idea of we're getting taken over, not them. I mean, Dewhurst is even worse. He's absolutely horrible. I get the mindset. I'm just saying this isn't how Ron Paul always operated. And the firestorm over this, our listeners are not very happy about this. And you can see the news. The news is picking up the fact they're not. We're not bad. I would warn the Paul operation. If you come out and attack your supporters, it's over. You will be deserted. 95% respect that. You're on the plank right now, and if you jump off into the sharks, that's your problem. I mean, it's very, very simple. I care about the Pauls. I know they're good men. They're at a very high level now with a lot of stuff going on around them. I can understand the mindset of, hey, let's take over the Republican Party. But the way this is being executed, that's not how this is going to happen. And I think it's a sneak attack. I think the media is now going to exacerbate all this, tear everything apart. I believe it's a disaster in the making. And I've kept my mouth shut. That's all I can say right now. Zoe in Illinois. Zoe, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm just a little old blind gal that doesn't know a whole lot, but I've been watching this for a while, and I'm worried, and I'm reserving judgment, but I've been worried about something for a while, that all of this may have been planned from the very beginning, even by the Pauls, and it may be that old Hegelian dialectic. And I don't want to think that. I'm trying not to, but, you know, I was a Bush supporter at one time, and I always hang on and give people the benefit of the doubt. And I'm a Christian woman, and I believe in being civil to everybody as much as I can. You know, I don't care who they are, but I still have my feelings. But that's what I'm worried, that maybe this was all just planned to get these libertarian people corralled, and then the people that don't like that, like us, will revolt, and then they'll clamp down on us.
I don't think that's what's happening, because you do judge a tree by its fruits. Real corrupt people can't continue to put out stuff that's coffin nails to the New World Order decade after decade and talk about CIA drug dealing. A sellout looks like Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. That's not what's happening here. This is, they're there with all this political capital. They know it's perishable like a peach. We pick some peaches. And some peach trees we've got, and they weren't totally ripe, and just 6 days later, they were already melting, you know, already oozing, in the bag that we put them in, the shopping bag we put them in, so we had to eat them hurriedly. And so politically, they see all this capital, and they think they're going to make some deals, but we're not hearing about these deals. We're told, oh, we're not talking to Romney, then we learn there's meetings with Romney, closed door. We're being admonished to be respectful. I knew Paul couldn't go and get delegates and then try to contest things, that the media would spin that. And I kept saying, I don't get this delegate thing, but okay, if he wants to go cause a big furor there, that's wonderful. Now it's not a furor. It's sit down and be respectful. That was the tipping point with all the other data I've got. I really reserve judgment on this, but God bless you. I appreciate your call. James, calling from Connecticut. You're on the air, James.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Good. I wrote Rand Paul actually this morning. I'm getting a little quote from it's actually a rapper named Immortal Technique. He says that the problem with always being a conformist is that when you try to change the system from within, it's not you who changes the system that eventually changes you. There is usually nothing wrong with compromising in the situation, but compromising yourself in a situation is another story completely. I completely believe that. I don't know what exactly he's doing. I hope he knows what he's doing, and he can, I don't really buy this whole idea that he's going to be able to change anything from the inside, because, you know, how I just said, you know, I mean, it's not going to be him that changes the system. The system's going to eventually change him.
Well, I mean, Campaign for Liberty is now going for more and more mainline Republican types. So really, it looks like meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I mean, if we're going to replace one line of old Republicans with people like slimy Ted Cruz, then how about we get the most slimy in there and get this over with? All this creeping around business is what's destroying us. I say keep Obama in there. This country will really be in a revolution. I mean, I want my republic back, and I'm tired of a bunch of mainline Republicans, you know, going around telling me they're going to fix everything. You guys have done nothing but sell this country out. Anything else, caller?
Yeah, the only thing I'd say, I completely agree with you. I think that, honestly, we need to end up at the bottom, and that's the only way that anyone else is going to really wake up to this until it's staring them in the face. You know, it's hurting them in their stomach. That's the only way that, you know, change is going to actually happen. So I'm right with you. I say, you know, let's, you know, bring it to my front doorstep. Let's do this. You know, it's time to bring it all out in the open. They can, you know, stop their secretive stuff.
That's why Ron Paul and my listeners, and make no mistake, you're the turbo booster that got it into orbit. We got here because we're in their face with the truth, not compromising. That's what wins wars, is total commitment. We're in a war. Let's recognize it. Let's not play patty cake. I'm just telling the Pauls, your supporters aren't going to buy this. We'll be right back. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Look, we owe Ron Paul and Rand Paul, by extension, a second look at all this. So I don't want everybody just to run off foaming at the mouth. I mean, what do we expect? I mean, keep, stay in, get delegates. Got to still be the president that way with a minority of delegates. He was guaranteed to hand them over to Romney. What do they think? Well, keep the campaign going. Keep educating people. But then at the key moment, don't fight for Texas. Don't fight for California. You just heard one of the campaign people from California earlier. I don't see Ron Paul and Rand Paul changing the Republicans. I see the Republicans changing them. And that's the issue. If I saw Romney out saying, we're going to disband the TSA, we're going to stop the groping, I'll even take crumbs at this point. Or, you know, we're going to get out of the UN, or we're going to something. Nothing. Nothing but warmongering and NDAA from Mitt Romney. And where does the polls think they're going to be in 6 months? Everybody's going to remember. We're not like mainline political idiots, Republicans and mainline, you know, Democrats and people. We're going to remember all of this. I mean, this is a, if you think there's an explosion today over this, imagine it down the road. This is a slow burn. As big as the explosions and fires are right now, it's only going to get bigger unless Ron Paul comes out and says specifically, and not in some little back channel email. You know, on TV, they make these big announcements and everybody, you behave yourselves. Mitt Romney's our Lord and Savior. But then emails, oh, Ron Paul still got some plans. Come there. I mean, look, the Republicans are freaked out. They know Ron Paul was the real front runner. And there's a bunch of political dynasty stuff going on. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And I'll say it right now. It's not like this is, you know, Queen Elizabeth and I'm a British subject and I'm supposed to, whatever you say, I'll be respectful. No, I won't be respectful in the face of tyranny, because extremism and defense of liberty is no vice. Who said that? Barry Goldwater. I mean, look what we've turned into in this country by always compromising, 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 compromising. Dan in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
This is your Red Force cockroach videographer. And the high from this last weekend is...
Oh, you're the great guy. Shot 7 hours of tape for us and gave it to us. By the way, we're using some of that in a piece of the nightly news right now. Brother, private investigator, tell us what you think of the Ron Paul thing.
I'm so confused. I don't know which end is up right now. I feel like I'm going to be going to Tampa.
Are you going to do what you're told and kneel to Romney?
Negative. No compromise.
Well, you're not a good person now, then.
Well, I'm just going to have to be evil, mean, and nasty. I can't figure what are they thinking. I was in South Carolina for the primary. Newt Gingrich had to cancel an event the day before the polling was done because nobody showed up. And, you know, it wasn't some sort of off-the-wall group that he was speaking in front of.
No, that's right. There's no Mitt Romney stickers, nothing but Ron Paul stickers. And now we're hearing we need to be respectful of Mitt Romney and the Republican machine that cheated Ron Paul. I mean, I'm trying to be nice here and feel like I'm shelling out by not full-bore attacking. But I'm going to hold back. I'm going to sit back on my judgment, but only for a few days. I better hear something from Ron Paul right now on this.
I'm with you on that. I knew the fix was in South Carolina. The polls closed at 7. They declared a winner at 7 o'clock and 28 seconds.
Of course, the fix was in, my friend. Great to hear from you. A few more calls coming up, and I'm going to have more Monks on about 30, 40 minutes, and I'll continue with calls. I haven't even gotten all the news. But, I mean, this is important, though, because we put Ron Paul where he is. Make no mistake, you, my listeners, did. He's admitted that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.